praise God indeed. He is worthy to be praised. Praise God. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. I'm so excited about being back in church. We sure did miss y'all this weekend, even though we had a good time, but it's not the same. I don't know. We've talked about it many, many times. I don't know how we can. It's not easy for me and for Elaine to miss church, but it just seems like that. I just thank the Lord for y'all. I love each and every one of you, for your prayers, for all that you do, for all that we've done. And as we're getting close to the end of October, and I know it's been a wonderful pastor appreciation month, still want to continue to let Brother Eddie and Miss Penny know how much we appreciate them and all that they do and their steadfastness, because as I feel guilty, as I say, we slip off and then always see them with us, unless they can slip off during the week. But we just love them and love the Lord. We're just so blessed. Is anybody on my right side? Let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Sister Lori? Okay, absolutely. Anyone else? Brother Jim? Amen. Just need to praise His holy name and thank Him for His love and His mercy. Praise God. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Alrighty. Anyone in the congregation or back in the box? I don't want to miss anyone. Okay, great. Yes, ma'am.
Remember Michelle.
Oh, yes, I saw that post. Thank you. Absolutely. As they travel too, I understand.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyone up on the roster?
Yes, our cousin's Sarah's husband passed away today at 3:00 out in Jacksonville, Alabama. So the family has requested that we keep them in our prayers. I'm praying for them.
Absolutely. Yes, Miss Lori.
I think it's around his wrist.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that post of their picture. I think it's got a split in there too. So as he goes into surgery for Jacob, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Praise God. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. And I'm going to tell you, I just feel led to praise the Lord. If you have a praise report, let's just lift up that other hand or our voice and just praise the Lord this evening. Lord, we just want to praise You. We want to thank You, dear Lord, for Your mercy, Your love, and Your grace. Lord, thank You for allowing us just to come together in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, as we come to You, may we just lift You up. May we honor You in everything that we say and do. Dear Lord, we ask that You'll accept the songs sung, the instruments played, the hands that are raised, dear Lord, just to worship and praise You. Dear Lord, now we ask that Your Holy Spirit, Lord, the Holy Ghost, just have a free reign amongst us in this service this morning, not only here, but with the teens outside, with the young people in their class and their Bible study. Dear Lord, this Wednesday night, dear Lord, let's just dedicate each and every hour, each and every moment to You. Lord, not only here in church, but in our homes and on our job, and as we go to and fro. Lord, we just praise You. Dear Lord, we just want to lift You up and honor You. Dear Lord, for the praise reports, but dear Lord, we know that You can be with those that have been called in, dear Lord, when they call in hospice or they call the family in. Dear Lord, be with those that have lost their loved ones. And dear Lord, Lord, You just give them that peace that only You can provide. Lord, we praise You for those that they've gone through procedures this last week, those that are going through therapy now, dear Lord, those that are watching online. Lord, may they feel Your holy presence, dear Lord, and let them know how much You love them and how much we love them, dear Lord. And we just thank You for that love that You've given us. Lord, may we let You use us, dear Lord, to spread Your word and Your joy. And Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen,
amen. Amen. Let's give Him another hand clap. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, this is a Wednesday night song I like to do, but go to 277. We're going to do Redeemed. Love that song.
I'm redeemed, trouble and sorrow.
so worthy to be praised. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Got an announcement up here. Y'all, forgive me for reading it. I wasn't here the other day to get a chance to look over it. But it says, save the date, Saturday, November 6th, 2021, over at the Curtis Center from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Ida Bell Circle is having a ladies' conference. I know I saw something about this on Facebook. It says it's going to be featuring, the minister will be Jefferson Scott Morrow, will be ministering in word and spirit. Lunch will be served immediately following the service. So ladies, make plans, and I know it's going to be an exciting time. I know their luncheons, they go all out, and they're really wonderful ministry. And just want to also ask y'all to just keep in prayer all the other ministries that go forth out of our church. Praise God. Praise God. Any other announcements? Don't know what I've got. All right. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen.
Just suppose God searched through heaven, He couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad although He prayed, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad He never called heaven's angels. From my hands pull these nails that torment me. Had it not been for place call Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for man called Jesus, then forever
did not know that he had wounded hands. I saw the blood he spilled upon the grass, and I saw the marks of shame, and wept and cried. He was my substitute, for me he died. And now I'm glad he came so tenderly and washed my eyes with tears that I might see, and washed my eyes with tears that I might see.
You know, maybe it's just the way I feel this evening, or the Lord's been, you know, I get a chance to get away and get some quiet time in this busy time. But even just listening to those beautiful words that Brother Jim was singing on that song there, what Jesus did for me. I mean, we sing the old rugged cross, and we talk about that precious blood, and don't ever let anybody take what Jesus did for us out of the messages that are preached, because it's not been taken out of the Bible, that word of God. God is so great in his love for us that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not die, but have everlasting life. And you know, without the word to give us the truth, that we have faith in the Lord, that we will see him and know him. Praise God. And I just thank you for that song, Brother Jim, and the other beautiful song, Sister Susan, too. They were very timely for me tonight. And I was asked to sing. Y'all know I don't do special songs very often, and there's one that I usually do, and maybe one day we'll have more added to that. But I want to do How Great Thou Art tonight, and nothing even more fitting after listening to the first two songs, my heart, because it puts tears in my eyes, because I know what Jesus did for me. And I know it's pure love. And because of him, we can gather together tonight in his name, not just to check a box off for the week. Not like sometimes I was talking to some guys at work. We've all got our past. And I remember there were times I got to work and maybe all I wanted to do was get off. I just could barely make it through the day from the long nights before or the long weekends. But that's not the way I want to treat Jesus and God. And we're going to do How Great Thou Art. And I want to ask y'all to sing with me, and I'm just going to do the first and the fourth verse. That's what I normally do. But I want to read one more verse to you that I don't normally sing. And it's, as you know about the story and about the way the song was written, and it says that, you know, when I'm an awesome one wonder, consider all the worlds thy hand hath made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the power throughout the universe displayed. But there's another verse in here that says, and when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on a cross, my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. That unconditional love that we can worship God. So y'all stand, we're going to sing. I don't want to take up Brother Eddie's time and our message tonight. But just to let you know, there's a message to each and every one of us that we need to be shouting, we need to be rejoicing, we need to be lifting up the Lord during these times and days. So if y'all will sing with me, How Great Thou Art. It's in G, Miss B. Oh, Lord, my God, when I, an awesome wonder, come.
consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Shall come with shouts of acclamation. Listen to this. And take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Yes, Lord. Then I shall bow in humble adoration. God, how great thou art. Praise your name, my Lord. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Thank you. We love and we praise you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Brother Eddie, it's all yours.
How great thou art. Amen.
Amen.
I don't have the vocabulary to adequately describe the greatness of God. You know, so many scriptures refer to his majesty, to his greatness. But you know, any thought that I could compare God to, he's a million times greater than that. Amen?
Yes.
You imagine a deity that is his spoken word, the world was created. I mean, and it's just, it amazes me how great and wonderful God is, and that he's that great, but still is aware of each and every one of us and every one of our needs. He's able to be there with us. You know, during the last couple of weeks, we've two relatives have gone home to be with the Lord. Thank God they were ready to go with the Lord, to be with the Lord. But, you know, that's one thing that every one of us going to have to face. What is that? It's not, I'm trying to find the number of that song, Getting Ready to Leave This World. There is a particular phrase in there that I've been thinking about pretty much all week.
And 116.
Feel free to sing with me if y'all want to. or if you don't want to. The phrase is, well, first it's laying up my treasures in that home above, trusting, fully trusting. That is the phrase that's been on my heart pretty much all week. And, you know, we'll get into that just a little bit. Laying up my treasure in that home above, trusting, fully trusting in the Savior's love. Doing what I can for Him, it's only done. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world, trusting in the riches of His saving grace. In each earthly trial I His love can trace. Sure that up in heaven I shall find a place. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world of sorrow. I'm getting ready for the gates of to be able to gather together in the house of the Lord one more time, amen, to worship and honor Him and give Him praise. Trust and hope each and every one of you have had a wonderful week, a good week. God has blessed us with beautiful weather. We thank God for that. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of Proverbs. In the third chapter of the book of Proverbs, I want to read verses 1 through 6 tonight as we feel that's where the Lord has led us this week. And as I mentioned earlier, maybe bring out some of the points that the Lord has laid upon my heart. Aren't you glad that God still speaks to us in this day and hour that we're living in? Amen. I don't know what folks do that don't have a relationship with the Lord, because I need Him each and every day of my life. You know, I need Him when things are going good. Amen. I certainly need Him when things are not going my way or things are bad. But I just need that communication with the Lord and to know that He is near us every day because He is within us. The writings in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3, beginning with verse number 1, instructions, if you would, are the benefits of wisdom. The writer says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them upon thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, again, we just love You and we thank You, God, for Your goodness, Lord, Your grace, Your mercy, and your tender, loving care. Thank you for those who've gathered here tonight. And Father, I pray, God, that you would just minister to each and every one of us. Lord, that you would have us to hear, that we may be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, our heart goes out to those who have lost their loved one today. Father, I pray, God, that you would be with the Crook family, especially Sister Sarah. I pray, God, that you would comfort her during the time of this great loss in her life. Pray, God, that you would be with the boys and their family as well. We ask you now, God, just to anoint these lips of clay. Use this vessel as you see fit tonight, God, that you might get honor and glory. And we'll look to you to give you that praise. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, and you may be seated tonight. Just check and see if there's any blood stains on the microphone. I think they got them all gone. Amen. That's one that's going to take a while to live down. Tonight, if I had a message, topic, or a thought, it would simply be "In God We Trust." Now, this may be asking a lot out of you tonight, but if you have a bill in your billfold or in your pocketbook, you might want to take it out and look at it. As a reminder, on our money, it does say, "In God we trust." Just to make certain, I pulled a $1 bill out of my billfold earlier, and it's not on the front, I didn't see, but it's on the back in letters. It says, "In God we trust." And certainly those of us who know a little bit about history, I reckon they still teach history in school, but we were taught that at the beginning of this new country and the signing of the independence and all of the proclamations and everything that was done, there was a group of people that were God-fearing people. And in so much that they wanted it to be remembered even on the currency that was printed. And today, even though there's been quite a few moves or trying to take that particular phrase off of the money, but as yet, as far as I know, they have not been able to do so. But over the years, I wonder if it still holds the strength and the faith that it was intended to be for. Or is it just a saying that we have grown used to hearing? And I say us because I'm talking about the general public, not necessarily this congregation. Hopefully not those who have been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ and have a relationship with the Lord. We know that we must trust in the Lord, not on a one-time deal, but every day of our life in every situation that we may face. But seemingly, it has seemingly lost its fervor a little bit on the saying, and people have just sort of adopted it as just some one more thing that's on the currency. If in fact we fully trust in the Lord, as the writer encourages us to, I believe I read this week, and I may not be exactly right on the number, but I believe it was 152 scriptures in the Word of God pertaining to trusting in God. I did not look them all up, but I looked several of them up, and there are many that refer to us trusting in God. So I take from that it is very important that we as born-again Christians learn to and adopt the fact that we need to trust in God, not just for salvation, but we need to trust in God for every avenue of our life. And I hope and pray that we do take advantage of doing that. But the writer here of Proverbs, and it's good. He's talking about wisdom, basically. But he follows that up. He says, "And lean not unto thine own understanding." And I began to think about our understanding. Sometimes our understanding doesn't coincide or doesn't measure up to the trust that we need to place in God. And I say that because the things that we trust God for, sometimes we can't figure them out. I don't know if you've ever been and had that type of scenario in your life where you maybe tried and put a lot of effort and a lot of thought, a lot of attention to something that you needed to work out into your life, whatever the case may be, whether it was a relationship, whether it was something on the job, whether it was something that you were facing as an individual, whatever this case may be, it was important enough for you to try to figure it out or try to do something within your own means to work the situation out. And the writer here says that is not really trusting God. If we fully trust God, not just halfway or not just partially, are not just sometimes, but if we trust God in every matter. Often heard it say, you know, you'll trust God in the little things. Amen. You know, you can trust him in the big things too. And it is amazing how our faith seems to be greater when the lead, when the need is a little bit less. Maybe I'm just speaking from my own personal experience. But when the need seems to be great, and we're the ones that put the difficulty or the degrees of difficulty on the problems or situations or afflictions or sicknesses that we trust God for. If we can trust God to heal a headache, we ought to be trusting be able to trust God to heal cancer. This is the same God.
Amen.
It's not any more difficult for him to do that, but the difficulty lies in our ability or our inability to sometimes maybe trust God in the bigger and the more serious matters that are in our life. But the writer here says, no, you know, you need to be fully trusting in God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That means with every ounce of faith that we have, we need to put that faith and trust in God. Whatever it is, call it done by faith and not even worry about it anymore. That's fully trusting God, not just a good saying. I know that the Bible speaks here of trust being confidence, certainty, and a firm belief in. That's the type of trust. And we have examples of great trust and faith. And you know, as similar as trust and faith is, there's still a little bit of difference in the two words. They're very similar, and it takes both of them, trust and faith, to believe in the Lord. But sometimes we can be faithful servants of God and still not fully trust him in certain matters of our life. Hebrews chapter 11 is known as the faith chapter, being so because they wrote and gave different accounts of the many people who over the period of time, whatever the situation was, talks about Abraham, it talks about Noah, it talks about Sarah, it talks about Moses and all of those great, great patriarchs of faith, but they were able to trust God in situations that that caused them not to be able to lean on their own understanding. If you think about each one of those situations individually, it didn't make a whole lot of sense what God had asked them to do or what God expected them to do or the Spirit of God moved on them to do. Every one of them seemingly had an excuse or could have had an excuse. Abraham could have said, Lord, I can't leave my country. I don't know where I'm going. You're not even telling me where I'm going. Moses could have said, God, you know, there's no way I can go back to Egypt. Now, I'm a fugitive from Egypt. So if they was leaning on their own understanding, quite possibly they would have never been able to step out on faith. But because they fully trusted in God, fully trusting in God is trusting him when you can't see the answer. When you can't see the door that's open, when you can't see the situation unfolding, if you saw it unfolding already, if you saw it already begin to take shape, you wouldn't really have to trust God all that much because you could see it unfolding with your naked eye. But the Lord laid upon my heart, he doesn't work that way all the time. Many times he's working, but we're not seeing. He's in the operation of making something come true in our life, and we have not seen one little ounce of evidence of that. But that's no reason not to fully trust in him. So as that song was on my heart, it says, laying up my treasures in that home above. Could I just get you to show your hands if you believe there is, in fact, a home above? Now, if you have seen that home above, would you lift your hand? Not one of us have seen the great reward that the Lord has in store for us. But as believers, every one of us should be trusting, fully trusting, that the Lord has prepared a place that where he is, we're going to be also. Amen? I can't describe it to you because I've never been. I can read about it in the Bible. I can use my imagination and maybe fabricate some type according to the dimensions and things that are mentioned in the Bible. But I believe it is far beyond my ability to even fathom the greatness that the Lord has prepared. But that doesn't discount the fact that I am trusting, fully trusting, that the Lord has a place for me. Amen? If I remain true true to Him. I've asked Him to be Lord and Savior. I know that He has died on the cross of Calvary for my sins, and I'm so thankful that I know that I have a place to go to when I leave this walk of life. Now, if I was just depending on my own understanding, I can't begin to understand the greatness of heaven. It is beyond my human ability to even understand or fathom what the Lord has prepared. But I'm trusting, fully trusting, that the Lord, in fact, does have a place. And the same thing holds true with those great patriarchs of faith in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Probably, if we were able to interview each and every one of them, probably they would tell you, you know what? I just couldn't see a way. I couldn't see a way that just me and my family was going to take some gopher wood and was going to build an ark and be able to bring the animals in. You know, that seems like an impossible labor, an impossible project for just a small group of people. But you know what? They began to act on faith, fully trusting that what God had said for them to do, they would be able to accomplish it through Him. I think the Lord wants to remind us of this particular belief or this particular scripture here, because there's things that we're going to see, things that we're going to experience that we're not going to understand. We're not going to understand how and when they can be worked out. We've often said it. We said it from the pulpit. I've heard it from people testifying that God operates in His own time. He has His own schedule. Can you believe that tonight? Or do you believe that? You know, sometimes we try to rush Him. Sometimes we try to slow Him down. But He operates in His own time schedule. But His time schedule is perfectly correct. It's us that need to believe in that and need to trust Him when we ask Him to do something, even because it's beyond our ability to our own understanding. Lean not unto our own understanding. When we lean unto our own understanding, then we try to work situations out. We try to get ahead of God. We don't give Him the ample opportunity, and we don't really trust Him if He hasn't done it in the time span that we think that He ought to do it. So when the odds were even against Him, I'm thinking about even further back. David was not once that was mentioned, I don't believe, in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, but think about the great faith and trust that he had. He wasn't leaning on his own understanding, because he told Goliath that you're coming to me with a sword and a spear, but I'm coming to you in what he knew and what he had proved. That's the name of the Lord. Now, they tried to fit him with Saul's armor and his helmet and all that, but David said, I can't wear this. I haven't proved them. I haven't tried them. They don't fit. It's not what I can put my faith and trust in. If he'd have gone out there with that armor, I would dare say that the outcome would have been a lot different. Because why? He would have been putting his faith and trust in material things, in something that's going to cause him. But he said, you know what? I didn't use those back in the shepherd's field, back when I was watching my dad's sheep. He said, I just came against them and what I knew where my strength and my power came from, and that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I will assure you, once you have been battle-tested, spiritually battle-tested, once you have seen a miracle unfold before your very eyes that you probably deemed an impossibility when you were praying, many times we pray hoping God will answer rather than praying knowing God will answer. The difference is when we pray knowing God will answer, we are trusting, fully trusting with all of our heart. And if we trust Him with all of our heart, that doesn't leave any room for doubt. That doesn't leave any room for fear or any room for anxiety or situations to be nervous over whatever we're asking God to do in our lives. You fill in the blank. It could be anything. You know, we trust God for healing, certainly. We trust God for our salvation. But we can trust God for decision-making even here as we make decisions on a daily basis. Yeah. So even when the odds were against him and when the odds were against David, he went out and he fully trusted in the Lord. I don't believe that the thought of defeat ever crossed David's mind. And that's just me projecting. But if it had, there would have been a reason to say, you know what, this battle is too great. The enemy is too large. He's, invincible for what I don't believe defeat was ever a part of his thought process when he went out there on the field, because you know, he didn't back down. He wasn't afraid at all, but he knew that it wasn't within his power. And I was thinking, if we could have that measure of faith and trust, to fully trust God in every battle, we wouldn't look at that situation as being a giant. We would look at it as a possibility or an opportunity for God to get glory. Amen? And certainly, when God does this, we need to stand and testify or witness about it, because not only does that build our faith, but it builds our brothers and sisters' faith to know that, you know what, God's not a respecter of person. If he did that for him or her, he'll certainly do that for me. But we have to fully trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto our own understanding. And then it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him in all thy ways. Certainly we acknowledge him when we come into the presence of God, into the sanctuary. I hope that we're able to get our mind on the Lord and our mind on the flow of the service and worship the Lord. And we acknowledge him in song. We acknowledge him in testimonies. We acknowledge him when the scripture is read and when the ministers stand and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are, in fact, acknowledging the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is just a part of our daily routine, a part of our life. In fact, if you measure the times that we spend in church along the times that we do other things, then it's a very short time that we meet here. But the Bible says in all our ways, meaning that even we acknowledge him when we're working. Even we acknowledge him when we're in our home environment or wherever we are, whether we're shopping. In every day, in every matter, we acknowledge him and trust him. You know, so many times we talk about faith and we talk about trust. We trust situations in our life sometimes. If we would have that same amount of trust in God, I think we would see a lot more of miracles performed by God, because God is not short in performing a miracle. I mean, he's still just as powerful, still just as strong, still just as able to perform almighty acts as he ever was. But do we have enough people to really put our faith and trust in God and to call those things done when we ask him to do it? Placing it in his hands. We say it all the time. Release it. Release it unto the Lord. So many times we want God to just snatch it from us. But with the faith and the trust is when we release it unto the Lord. Say, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it anymore. I'm going to call it done in Jesus' name. And certainly the day and hour that we are living in really calls for us to be able to put our faith and trust in God. Because where else can we put our trust today? Man, we have trusted in situations, we've trusted in our ability, we've trusted in governments, we've trusted in things around us, only to see that trust misused. Amen. A lot of times you thought that you put trust in something or somebody and they let you down. But I can assure you through the Word of God, that God will never let you down. He'll always be there for you. But it does require that we put that faith and trust in him. I want to back up just a little bit, if I possibly can. He says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. That is something that we need to apply to our life daily. We are strengthened by the Word of God. The Word of God is there for our benefit, for our direction, but it's also there for our comfort and for our direction. And he says here that it will direct our paths. It'll give us length of days, long life, peace. They shall add to thee. And all of these things, if we make them an everyday part of our life, amen, and encourage ourselves to put our faith and trust in God. I often think about many times in the past when it seems like it's so difficult to really trust God. We want to trust God. We try to trust God. We even say in God we trust. In fact, you would probably get a majority of people today that would proclaim, do you trust in God? And probably the overwhelming answer would be, of course, yes, I do trust in God. But through the situations in their life, and sometimes things come up, sometimes God's the last person or the last prayer that they give to, because they try to work everything out in their own ability, and they seem to lose confidence and faith and trust in God, because one thing, they think that it's really too impossible to give it to God, to really call it done. And there's something to be said Amen. When we ask God, Lord, I'm believing you, I'm trusting you, and then we try to do it ourselves. That's, again, that's not really fully trusting him. But if we do trust in God, then we need to fully trust in God. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. How many needs him to direct our paths? I've had to ask him time and time again, Lord, I'm at a crossroads here. And maybe you've been there. Now, I don't know. I can see which direction I might want to take, which direction I think may be best. But God, I can't see anything except right in front of me. You know the future. You know my future is in your hands. So I'm praying, God, that you'll just lead me and direct me in the path that you would have me to go. Sometimes it doesn't always seem like the best choice. But I'll assure you, if you'll put your faith and trust in God and your life, Lord, my life is in your hands, and I'm going to trust you for everything. I was thinking, you know, as we talk about trusting him for little things and big things, and do we trust him in everything? And I was thinking about our granddaddy Allen, who the story was that one of his calves were sick and the possibility of that calf dying. Now, you know, in those days, their livestock and all meant a lot to them. So he goes down to the barn, and he prays for the calf. Now, I don't know if he actually laid hands on the calf, but the story was he went down, and he trusted God for the healing of that calf. And then when they asked him about it, what you've been doing, he said, I went down to pray for the calf, and the calf's going to be all right. It's going to live. It's going to be fine. And it did, because he fully trusted in the power of God to do all things. And, you know, sometimes, like I said, sometimes we'll trust him for this part. And we'll trust him for this because we can see that easily getting done. But if we're true believers and if we're really, really trusting and putting our faith in God, we should be able to trust him for anything that comes up in our life, regardless of how severe it may be, regardless of how terrible it looks or whatever the situation is. If we'll use that same trust in God, God will make his way. How many know believes that God is able to do all things? Do we still believe that? And we can trust him with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our body, and God will do his part. So God bless you tonight. We love you immensely. You're so precious to us. And I just wanted to share that with you this week as God really has been laying that on my heart. Maybe it was just for me to be able to trust him in everything and not just halfway trusting. You know, Daddy used to say, you know, if you're going to halfway do it, you might as well not do it at all, because that's not giving it your best shot. And I think sometimes that we're maybe prone to not fully trust God. And I'm not trying to beat us up. I'm just trying to state facts here. Maybe pointed more so at me than anybody. But I want to be able to trust him in every avenue of my life. I want to trust him to take care of me when I get in the car and I drive down the road or whatever the case may be. We want to trust him for our family. We still pray at night for our family that God will protect them and keep them safe. And when we pray that prayer, then we need to trust him to be able to do that. And God wants us to trust him. Amen. It's good to see Sister Gail here tonight. We appreciate her. Our prayers was for her, and just pray that she gets stronger and stronger, and God just continues to bless her. And we're going to trust God for that and trust God for all those who stand in need of prayer tonight. So if you stand tonight, give you an opportunity. If, in fact, you do need prayer, please know that we'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. All those on live stream tonight, you know the procedure. If you'll let us know with a text blast or message, then we will incorporate you on our prayer list and pray for those needs as well. Is there one tonight? All right. Well, may God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Brother Jim, if you'd come, dismiss us with a word of prayer.
Amen. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise again. Praise the Lord. And as we prepare to depart, again, remember the announcements. Remember all the things going on in our church right now. It's just a wonderful time of year. But if all your hearts and minds are clear, that's more important. If anybody's got any need or any situation, we will stay and pray with you. That's not a problem at all. Praise God. All righty. Well, with this prayer, we're going to take we're going to dismiss. But also, anyone watching online, we want to invite you to come join us anytime in service. And also to Sunday school. I'd like to invite y'all Sunday mornings to come to Sunday school at 10 o'clock with us. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love your, we just praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you again, dear Lord, for your word. Dear Lord, for allowing us to gather together in your name. Dear Lord, for the love that you've shared. Lord, the love that you've shown each and every one of us. Dear Lord, may we trust in you. Dear Lord, may we put everything that we have in your mighty hands. Dear Lord, as we prepare to depart now, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Dear Lord, again, we just want to give you all the honor and glory. And dear Lord, we just praise your holy name. And in the name of Jesus, and we all say, amen, amen. Praise God. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the week. Diddle-doo.